it's just a pleasure to welcome back Professor Burton Malkiel. Really humbling to have him on the show. 12 years now, he is a professor at Princeton University and, of course, the author of the seminal A Random Walk Down Wall Street. Professor Malkiel, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
I understand you've just come out with a new edition to A Random Walk.
Sure. The 12th edition was just published last month, January 2019, and there's a lot of new material in it for investors. Now, in a sense, the basic message has not changed, the basic message being that investors would be very much better off simply buying and holding simple broad-based index funds than trying to beat the market. And one of the things that I always do in new editions is I keep asking, was this good? Fortunately, the Standard & Poor's Corporation does a very good annual study that they call a SPIVA study. And what SPIVA stands for is Standard & Poor's Indices versus Active Management. In other words, what they do is they compare the average return on an actively managed fund with the return from one of the Standard & Poor's indices. These are available for investors through exchange-traded funds. So what they did in the last report was to show that in any single year, about two-thirds of actively managed funds are outperformed by a simple index ETF. And the ones that beat the market in one year are generally not the ones that beat the market in the next year. And therefore, when you go out 10, 15 years, the data show that about 90% of actively managed funds underperform these widely available low-cost index funds and index ETFs. Now, it's not that it's impossible to beat the market. There are 10% of the funds that do beat the market over a long time, but the ones that do in one period aren't the ones that do it in the next period. It's far more likely if you try to beat the market that you're going to be in the 90% category that does a lot worse. Paul Samuelson had a very good analogy. Suppose that it could be shown that out of 15 alcoholics, one or two of them could be given a drink. They wouldn't have to go cold turkey. You could give them a drink and they would still be fine. And Samuelson then said, even if that was true, you don't want to give them a drink because you'll never know who the one or two are going to be who actually could do it. And in the meantime, you're going to ruin the other 15. So again, the evidence just gets stronger and stronger. And of course, that's one of the things that I always do in a new edition. Now, one of the other things that I think readers will find interesting is I have in the book, I mean, this has been in the book from the very beginning. It was first published in 1973, the history of various financial bubbles. You know, at one point in the 1600s in Holland, people paid as much for a single tulip bulb as for a nobleman's castle. This was called the tulip bulb craze. And I've gone through history of what these crazes were and what happened. Earlier editions, I talked about the dot-com bubble, where so many of the dot-com stocks lost 90% or 95% of their value in the early 2000s. So one of the new things is I've got a lot of material on what the present bubble is, the Bitcoin bubble, where when I first began writing about Bitcoin, it was selling for $20,000 a coin. Now it's in the $3,000 to $4,000 range. But again, part of the reason for this is that being swept up in some kind of investment bubble, whenever you think that things are too good to be true, believe me, they are too good to be true. And so I think readers will find very interesting and instructive on Bitcoin. So there's a lot of new stuff in it. I talk about smart beta and factor investing and various things that readers may be reading about. Everything is up to date, and the book remains, I think, a very useful investment guide that has been, I think, extremely helpful for individual investors. I think one of the things, when I get letters and emails from people saying, you know, I did exactly what you said. I started putting small amounts of money into the market periodically through so-called dollar cost averaging. I did nothing but index funds. I've never earned a lot of money in my life, but now as I approach retirement, I have $1 million or $2 million available for retirement. It's that makes me feel really very good about it. And the book remains, I think, a very useful investment guide for the lay investor.
You know, first of all, hat tip, Professor, for having guided millions of investors to the safe path and to the successful path. Also, thank you for that interesting anecdote on Nobel Prize winning economist Professor Samuelson. I wasn't aware of that. You know, the free lunch, Professor, it's not completely free. We still have to pay a tip or a gratuity, if you will, and that is in the terms of ETF expenses. Could you address this issue?
Sure. Let me say, first of all, and this is one of the new things in the book, there fortunately has been enormous competition that has driven down expense ratios within the mutual fund area, that you have the Fidelity now offering index funds at a zero expense ratio. Now, obviously, they've got some ulterior motives in that they're trying to get you into the fold and they'll make money from you on other things they try to sell you. But just in general, there has been an enormous decline in expense ratios. Now, I think that for an investor who is going to put in maybe $10 a week or $20 a week from his or her paycheck into the market, what I do recommend is that you do it through a mutual fund rather than an ETF for two reasons. There is, in buying an ETF, there's a brokerage charge. Again, the brokerage charges have came down from $10 a transaction to $7. You'll see advertisements of maybe $4 a transaction. But every time you put money in through an ETF, you have a brokerage fee. It may be small, but it's there. The other problem with the ETF way of doing it is you have a hidden fee, namely the spread between the bid price of the ETF and the asked price. If you go to your broker and buy an ETF, you're going to pay the asked price. which is typically higher than the bid price. If you sell, you'll sell it at the bid price. So there are some extra costs in dealing with ETFs, particularly for the person who's dollar cost averaging by putting small amounts in over time. So for that individual, my suggestion is you use the mutual fund, you go to a Vanguard, you go to a Fidelity. Vanguard's fees are essentially down to zero, as well as Fidelity's. That's the better way to do it because there's no transactions charge even for putting small amounts in over time. And I'll tell you the advantage of no matter what the market is doing, just keep putting money in steadily. So when you have a period such as December of last year, when the market was down 20%, you make sure that you put a little money in at that time as well. And over time, there is no question about the fact that this is the way to plan for financial security over your lifetime.
I'd like to highlight, underscore, and embolden everything the professor's just pointed out. The formula that works, you will outperform 90, probably more, I think you'd agree, Professor, 98, 99% who are more active in their investment strategy. As we wrap up, could you share perhaps anything you see on the horizon that you'd like to leave with the listening audience or any other projects that you're working on?
Sure. Let me just say that, and again, this is something that I do cover in, people will say, but look, didn't Warren Buffett outperform, which he did for many years? Warren Buffett made a bet with a hedge fund manager that a simple index fund would beat five selected hedge fund groups. The winner was a charity that was Warren Buffett's favorite charity in Omaha. The index fund won handily. And what I think people don't realize is over the last 5 years, even Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway fund was outperformed by the index. And Warren Buffett has directed in his will that his widow simply invest what she receives in simple index funds. For the future, there are certainly a lot of worries in the horizon. Certainly, I worry about a tariff war, do worry about some of the things that are in the headlines of the papers. But, you know, there's always been an enormous amount of uncertainty. And the one thing that I'm absolutely sure about is this is a very strong country. We have overcome political difficulties in the past. We've overcome a lot of division in our country. In the long run, if you believe in America, as I do, there'll be ups and downs. The dollar cost averager will sometimes make a mistake of buying during one of the up times. But the dollar cost averager will also be buying during one of the downtimes. And over the long pull, if you believe in America as I do, this is the best investment strategy that anyone can think of.
And I think it's safe to say in a decade and beyond, it will likely be proven true that it remains the hallmark of successful investing. Professor Burton Malkiel, thank you so much for making time for us today, sir.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed being with you.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver medals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.